This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crossroads of what's happening across this country. On this show, we call America Tonight. Kate Blaney, happy to be here as always with the rest of you. Joining us at the top, too, we get to go to my pal Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, always a pleasure to have you on this show. I hope you know that.
Oh, it's nice, Kate Delaney, to be on your show. It's fantastic.
And you know why? Because we have so much to almost laugh about. It's like a plethora of riches. That's what it's been like. It's unbelievable. And, you know, we could start in a lot of different directions, but I wanted to talk about, first off, what happened in Flint, Michigan. Oh, my gosh. What is going on in this country? And to have a policeman gunned down, like, and now they're saying that's terrorism. What do we know about that?
Well, you know, when this was first announced, Kate, and immediately they said the FBI's in and possible terrorism, I kind of suspicioned that something was said. I mean, there was something that, you know, led to that. And sure enough, the guy had said Allahu Akbar and then made some comments about what we had done. You've killed people in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and we're all going to die. And then he stabbed the policeman in the back and then in the neck. Usually in cases like this, two people say, well, this, you know, my son was a good guy when they do something. But in this case, you know, a lot of people that knew him a long time said he was, you know, tended to be very, very peaceful. So who knows what happened or how he snapped. Of course, they raided his place in Quebec, Canada. He had been in the United States about 4 days. He's made multiple trips, has a family over there. And was originally from Tunisia. So that's what we know at this point in time. I think the bottom line of this is being considered a lone wolf attack, but it's at a smaller airport. This isn't Los Angeles, Montreal, Quebec. You know, this isn't New York. This was in Flint, Michigan. And so I think that makes people say, oh, wow, it's happening in smaller places, too.
Yeah, do you think, though, when that happens in smaller places and even in bigger places, that once again we go into this rethinking, what do we need to do with airport security? I mean, you know, you were in Congress forever, and even then that came up. There is no 100%. We both know that. What do you think should be done at airports?
Well, I think we have to have a balance here. When Steny Hoyer, you know, the current number two Democratic member in the House, when he was my ranking member in House administration, we oversaw security, right? We had the anthrax that came into the Capitol, the rice and the plane headed to the Capitol. But we always have to have some kind of balance. And we did maintain that. I mean, people wanted to seal the Capitol off 6 blocks away so you couldn't even get near it, you know. And this is kind of the same theory. At first, people say, well, these people are getting into the perimeter. What? How far back do you go? I mean, do you go to the long-term parking lots, and that's where you start to come in at, and something's done there? So I think it's the same type of thinking. It's got to be some security and, you know, maybe looking for different people, beefing up security. But you just can't keep extending it, you know, till you're a mile from the airport. Just can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, some people have suggested taking the perimeter further back.
Yeah. By the way, and you talked about this, the Canadian man yelling Allah Akbar and whatnot, and as you said, at a smaller airport, and they talk about the knife that he used and that kind of stuff. And so that everybody is aware of that, well, he's going to be probably charged, obviously. The officer, to make sure that this is clear, is in satisfactory condition.
Right.
I checked on that before we jumped on the air. So I want to make sure I didn't say that he died. I'm not sure what I said at the top. I'll tell you what is dying, the Democrats. What is going on with the Democrats? They thought this was going to be their big hurrah, and they got pummeled in those four elections. I shouldn't say pummeled. They were close, but they lost the four elections, the special elections, and especially Georgia.
Well, you know, they can spin this 100 different ways. Well, we got closer than we should have. I don't care how they spin it. They lost. And Georgia was the worst, the most expensive House race in America's history.
Oh.
Look, Look, Kate, I can recall when we were with the Congressional Campaign Committee, people would come in and they would go after a member that maybe we didn't like, let's say, and they would try to convince us that we really need to pump millions of bucks into a race. And I think on this one, the Democratic leadership bit, and what, $27 million? They could have taken $1 million. Look, they have 24 seats they have to gain back, right, in the House? The Democratic side, Kate, could have put $1 million into 27 districts next year with the amount of resources they put into one race. The other problem with Ossoff, although I think he really had a decent message, I really do, I've got to give him credit, the problem with him, he didn't live in the district, which you don't have to legally live in the district. That's not the issue. But the way he answered it, why didn't he live in the district? His girlfriend's going to med school. You know, really. I mean, if you're going to spend $27 million on their side, spend $1,000 and get an apartment.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you said it. Exactly. And then this is crazy. Democrats, I mean, I don't know. Would you blame Nancy Pelosi for this? She got pelted for it.
Well, she's, I think Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, I personally have always gotten along with, but I believe that, you know, she's going to be the target of all of this. Tim Ryan went after her. He didn't win. He's from Ohio. He's a very centrist Democratic member, a working type of guy, you know, and he didn't win. Now, I'm sure that the forces that supported Ryan are helping to fester this, saying, you see, it's Nancy Pelosi's fault. Well, they laid it all on Nancy Pelosi in the ads, you know, that Ossoff was Nancy Pelosi's guy and on and on. Of course, they laid it on Handel. She would be Trump's lady, you know, in the House. So they ran with both of those. Now, let's face it, if Ossoff had won, they would have said, oh, huh, you see Trump. But they wouldn't throw Trump out, you know, over it. But with Nancy Pelosi, I think that she's going to continue to get hammered. So she becomes the face of it. But I just don't think we can completely blame Nancy Pelosi, you know, for this whole fiasco.
Yeah, I agree. And the most important thing I'm going to ask you, how much do you hate George Clooney? He marries this beautiful, intelligent woman. He has these twins, and then he sells a tequila company for about $1 billion.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy. Out of nowhere, that story comes.
And he's a great actor. I mean,
$1 billion.
You know, that movie where he was one of the three convicts, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, brother,
yeah.
Where art thou?
Yep.
Yeah, and $1 billion. How about that, huh?
It's crazy. And, you know, his dad, Nick, they had ties to Ohio. He used to be on the air in Ohio. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I knew his aunt was Rosemary Clooney.
Yep. His dad was on the local TV station.
Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. How about that?
Yep. Lucky guy. I mean, what a charmed life, huh?
No kidding. What a charmed
run for
life.
Anything. Stay out of politics.
No kidding. Stay out of politics for sure. Exactly. All right. Always fun, Bob. Thanks so much.
You too. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, interesting. That's really true, that story that I mentioned to Bob about George Clooney and the booze. You know how it is. You have a bunch of extra money. Ah, dude, you want to invest in my tequila company? Eh, what the heck? Yeah, that sounds good. I'll do it. So he sells the tequila brand for about $1 billion. And you know what? You see it all the time. You see this brand all the time. So he's selling the tequila to the owner of Johnny Walker Smirnoff for up to $1 billion, I ask you. Really? It's not just the movies. Now it's tequila. My oh my. Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. More to come. You don't want to miss it.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone, boop, boop, be doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone.
Speaking of that, what's on the president's radar lately? We're going to go to Washington, and this is the latest as we bounce back there. As far as Donald Trump is concerned, there's been this conversation, and he's in Iowa. When he was in Iowa, he said he asked for the health bill with heart. So that's what he's saying. He celebrated a couple of those Republican victories that Bob and I talked about in the special elections and talked about the prospect of legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare. It was kind of a campaign-style rally, if you will, in Iowa. I know there are people listening to us there, and I've gotten some emails from some of you who I think went. About 6,000 people showed up, give or take, and Trump called the House version of the legislation mean in a meeting with some Republicans last week, some senators. He spoke hours before Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was scheduled to roll out a so-called discussion draft of the upper chamber's health bill. He reminded the president, did his reporters, or his supporters, that Republicans have a very slim majority to pass a health care bill in the Senate and can't afford to lose anybody. And, of course, he ripped the Democrats' heads off, saying they were obstructionists and repeated his line, that if we got the single greatest health care plan in the history of the world, we would not get one Democratic vote, saying, listen, this is totally partisan politics. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to jump on board. They're not going to even try to embrace this. It's not going to happen. So at the rally, there was first a tribute to the former Iowa governor, Terry Branstad, who he had just appointed the United States ambassador to China. He said he was the longest-serving governor in U.S. history, and how about that? Said he was a legend, a great man, and certainly one of his backers. And, you know, the president also talked about Otto Warmbier, the American college student who we've been talking about on America Tonight, just despicable. You know, they beat him up in North Korea, comes back in a coma, dies. He was arrested, you know, for allegedly attempting to steal a propaganda banner is what they're saying. And it's, you know, just, again, outrageous what happened there. So the Cedar Rapids rally, if we're keeping score, was the fifth held in his first 5 months in office. He held a Des Moines rally in December, part of that transition era thank you tour of states that he had won but hadn't been back to. So this was kind of that idea, going back to those states. And that's where a big chunk of time certainly was spent. And we keep hearing the word impeachment, and then it seemed like that word was swallowed up by the Democrats, but it came back out again with Al Franken the other day. Al Franken warned the Dems on the Trump impeachment wish, and the reason he did is because he said, you know what? Mike Pence would be worse. Be careful what you wish for, because you might not like that. So I thought that was pretty interesting, the warning from a Democrat, a high-ranking Democrat, or one that people respond to anyway, to say, hey, back off Trump, because if you step on him and something happens, then you get Mike Pence. Here's an update, and I don't know that too many people, because you know how things move so fastly, but I think it moves so fast, we should be paying attention to this. Steve Scalise, the Republican who was part of the baseball team who was shot and has had so many operations after being shot at in Alexandria, Virginia, a week ago. He is in serious condition now and in a Washington area hospital. So it's a little bit of an improvement, which is really, really good. It's not good what happened, of course, but he's on the road to recovery. And even the House Speaker took some time to kind of update that. And that's just absolutely terrific. You know, members of the House are wearing purple and gold fleur-de-lis, the lapel stickers, because that's obviously familiar to many of you listening in Louisiana. Got a lot of people listening in New Orleans, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's, again, just absolutely despicable. What happened, there are no great words when we keep treading down that same path. And, of course, the gunman was killed. And there wouldn't have been much there anyway because he was stalking, he was looking, he was wanting to go after some Republicans. And then targeting that baseball game fell into his lap in a way. Tropical Storm Cindy. There's been a lot of conversation about Cindy. It is threatening areas from the Florida Panhandle to eastern Texas, and at least one death has been blamed on this tropical storm. Sadly, a 10-year-old was struck by a log, washed in a storm surge. So the injuries from the debris hitting him, that's what he died from. There are flash flood watches all over parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, and Georgia, because it's trudging toward the mainland anyway. Heavy rains, that's the kind of stuff you can expect. Cindy, by the way, also if you're keeping score, is the year's third tropical storm. Do you believe it? It's got maximum sustained winds about 50 miles an hour, so a little bit weakened from what it initially was said to have been. But it's the rain that's also so brutal, 2 to 7 inches, especially if you get on that high side of 7 inches. It's just all about readiness now to try to help people out. And pretty much that's happening all over the place. The low-lying areas are the ones that get creamed because the water comes up over the barriers and that's it. on some of these islands, you know, forget about it. And, of course, Florida's panhandle's under a tornado watch. And then you've got a place just east of Pensacola, a few inches here or there, Santa Rosa County. And they're saying that some of the roads are, you know, pretty much underwater. So there's some flooding that is going on. Definite flooding. And the tropical storms, depending on how they pick up, what happens, they can get worse. But at least there is some warning here, even if they're if you're throwing sort of dart boards in the direction of Mother Nature. A little more warning, and I say this all the time, then you get with those deadly twisters, and you see those bearing down on you, and you have no idea. Wow. But in this case, I'm not belittling it, because trust me, I grew up in hurricane country, and I saw exactly firsthand what a hurricane can do, and it is pretty darn scary. I mean, yeah, no question about that. Coming up on America Tonight, here is the most ridiculous, ridiculous question. South Korea and everything that they deal with as far as North Korea is concerned, the word is North Korea might host the 2018 Winter Olympics with South Korea. They might do it jointly to try to ease the tensions between the two border countries. The sports minister in South Korea suggested it. And the new South Korean president has talked about mending the ties between the two Koreas. So just so we're clear, that's not a lot of time to make this happen. Games are scheduled for February 2018. February, so less than a year. Can you imagine? In North Korea, there is a big ski resort that would be the right venue, and I'm thinking they're looking at that for the games, and I can't imagine. How do you do that with what's going on in North Korea and not expect you're going to get a boycott? Should American athletes, after what's happened, we just saw with the kid that was in the coma, should American athletes go and compete in North Korea? Are you kidding? I mean, even the proposal is that the two countries could form a women's ice hockey team to participate in the games. Oh, I mean, they had already suggested they host a 2030 World Cup. I don't think so. I'm going to say I'm not about boycotting for those poor athletes that are killing themselves to make it happen. But I think we'd have to be notably absent, don't you? 855-266-5283.
855-266-KATE.
See you on the flip side.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You got me at a bargain, baby. You got me when my price was so low. You got me at a bargain, baby. You just took me off the shelf and now you don't want me anymore. You won't even take me back to the store. You got me at a bargain, baby. You just bought me a phone on wheel now. You got me at a bargain, baby.
Again, North Korea and South Korea, which South Korea is suggesting, they decide they're going to field the teams together. Do you think the United States should stay in the Winter Olympics or boycott in 2018? It is tricky because you have athletes that are a certain age, and just even if they're younger or older, that train and train and train to get into those Olympics. And then, of course, you go through the qualifying. And that part of it's brutal. So they make it in and then they can't go and represent. And I don't like that, frankly. But I also don't like the idea at all of participating in games that unites North Korea and South Korea. I'll tell you what, unless they let every single American, you know, go. But that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So it doesn't make any sense to me. We've had people now, we've had somebody who I think died as a result of what the North Koreans did to him. They throw up a charge, that's it, boom. I mean, look, you even have the president saying, anybody who goes over there now, you're just dumb. Don't do it. Don't go over there. So there's no way we could be part of the Olympics if North Korea was in it, personally. I mean, why even throw out the question? I'm just going to tell you the answer is, I'd be stunned if that happens. If, in fact, we have representation. So I wonder what all the people who are training specifically for the next Winter Olympics, I wonder how they feel. I wonder how they feel. And I think that that burns the athletes. It really does. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net, or again, you can jam on these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. I got a quick one here from Joseph who says, thumbs down. I agree with you, Delaney. No way. We cannot participate in those games if North Korea is part of it. Boom. And like that, you respond within 5 minutes. Because, you know, it's just the wrong thing to do. And listen, we have boycotted games before. And for what reasons? Boycotted Olympic games. The reasons are political. Persecution of people, of course. You know, think about it. The 1980 Summer Olympics boycott was one part of a number of things that happened, really kind of initiated by the United States to protest the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. The Soviet Union hosted the 1980 Summer Olympics, and other countries would boycott the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles in the end. So that became a sticky wicket. There's been a long list of Olympic boycotts and demonstrations and protests and dissatisfied countries with the choices that have been made sometimes. So it is it is one we couldn't go to. And again, it is too bad because it affects the timing of the athletes, right? And certainly you can go back in history when Hitler ruled, I'll call it, in Germany. The Berlin Games were controversial by the time, really, 1936 came around because there's so much anger over Hitler's rising power. And it actually caused a number of Jewish athletes to boycott the games. The U.S., of course, participated despite calls for boycott. But the crowning moment, and I know you all know this, and if you haven't seen this movie, see this movie. Jesse Owens, the sprinter, 4 gold medals, and he took a swipe at Hitler's whole superior race deal. And why? Because look what he was able to do. In your face. It was in their face. That's for sure. You know, and then there were other teams that were barred from certain Olympics and, you know, whatnot. But this would be ridiculous to go. It really would be. Yeah. It would be absolutely ridiculous. Because it's just... Can't do it. Can't do it if North Korea is involved. Can't do it. Not for what happened even just recently. A 22-year-old comes back in a coma. Come on, give me a break. Yeah. It just has that written all over it. You know, North Korea has won medals in Olympic Games. Last year's Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, they took 7 medals and a couple of golds even. They're not known for winter games. And they, of course, weren't there for the 2014 Olympic Winter Games that were in Russia. And no North Korean athletes have qualified for the 2018 Games. But putting them together, the two countries together, I think is too much. And, of course, the president saying North Korea's treatment of Otto Warmbier is just a total disgrace. And he called the North Korean government a totally brutal regime, so I don't see the opening there for that to happen. But the South Koreans can certainly push it. And if the South Koreans push it and that becomes the wave, then there's going to be people that are going to jump on the wave. Then it becomes a question of, wow, do we really want that to happen? My answer is no. Yeah, my answer is no way. Mm-mm. Can't do it. Cannot do it. Because of everything that North Korea stands for. That's why it's always such a shove in the face by Dennis Rodman, who I think was a good player, was a great player. The king of the rebound. I mean, the guy studied it to the nanosecond. But something's clueless about him when it comes to Kim Jong-un, who is a barbaric person. So calling for a boycott would not be outrageous. Just would not be outrageous. And I guarantee a lot of people will jump on that as we get closer. They just, it's just not on the minds of many people at this point. I mean, the work camps are unreal. The conditions of the people in those camps is unbelievable. And this American student who died, I think it really brings that to the forefront. Young, all of that, how does this happen? You got prisoners trying to sleep, and they wail in pain, supposedly. Their bodies are broken down from starvation. At midnight, they say the secret police come and take the women away. And they say you just hear screaming and some of the cruelest things happen there. So this is not, I mean, this isn't just prison. This is a hellhole, a terrible, terrible, awful situation. I mean, look, from their birth, North Koreans are told to report anyone being even mildly nonconformist or speaking of their leadership without over-the-top praise, even in private conversation. They even have these community meetings where they sing songs about the leaders and they, you know, goad each other apparently into confessing minor crimes. So there's a lot of crazy things that happen in North Korea. The food being scarce is one of the worst things. I mean, the United Nations says that 70% of the population, around 18 million, goes hungry. How many don't have health care, live in squalor? Terrible. 25 million North Koreans living a life outside of a concentration camp is slightly better than the ones that are detained, but not that great either. Because of made-up stories and finger-pointing and the system that they have. And they have a caste system. Wherever you're born, that's where you stay. Sometimes someone gets to move up the ladder to a more privileged caste system. You know, in this caste system, it depends on the support of the leadership. Or they get to move down. They either move you up or down. Ugh. And every North Korean, check this out, is required to hang in their homes portraits of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. So the grandfather and the father of the current leader. And they have these routine checks to ensure that that's, you know, they're kept very, very clean. It's crazy. I mean, it is crazy. Imagine just coming to their house whenever they want to. Here we are. So we got a boycott. If North Korea and South Korea get together for the 2018 Winter Olympics, we got to boot. We got to scoot. We cannot stay for that. Oh, no, 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 no. Fruits and nuts. Shred it and bingo. Coming up.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's
my favorite dealios we do here on the show as we head for the exits of this hour. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo!
Bingo!
Nathan Reeder joins me for this segment. Hi, Nathan.
Whoop!
I just slid right in.
Yeah. Woohoo! That's my favorite thing. Woohoo! So, I did get a question about you from Yamada. This was a couple of days ago. Yamada likes your music. We keep hearing that all the time. And said to say hello to you and said to ask with your hours, what kind of food do you eat? Do you eat in the middle of the night because you do these insane third shift hours? And some people out there do the same thing. So, what do you eat?
Well, it's timed very awkward for me to make sure I have the appropriate food. So, like tonight, I go bad and eat a pizza, which is still delivering at this hour.
Wow.
Yes. often I'll just go straight to the store and get a salad and some cereal products or yogurt and apples and bananas.
That stuff's good.
And I'll find myself eating probably after the show is over, and then again and like 6 hours later, 7 hours later, and then maybe once more around one or two. But yeah, my schedule is weird. It also switches around. Like tomorrow I'll be up pretty much until 2 a.m. of Friday.
Oh. Yeah, so Sundays
are like that too. I'm up in the noon hour on Sunday and go until about one or two the next day.
Yeah, it is crazy. So that does make the eating different, although spacing it out is probably a super smart thing to do. Because, you know, eat it every couple hours or whatever it is so that you have something in your system. Whatever it is, whether it's a good day or a bad day, and we all have those anyway, so we know. He always seems to have good days. I'm sure he's had a share of bad. But George Clooney, now in the tequila business, or he has been, and he's getting about $1 billion. The actor is selling his tequila brand to the owner of Johnny Walker, Smirnoff, and some other brands you might recognize. And he said, he launched the brands with two partners in 2013. And
wham, bam.
Yeah, that's good luck. He did say an interesting thing. He said, we're not going anywhere, though. We're still going to be very much, he and his partners are going to be very much a part of Casamigos. That's what the name of the deal is, Casamigos.
Yep.
Tequila. So they're going to pay $700 million for it up front, the company that's going to pay him and his partners, with an option for an additional $300 million based on the performance over the next 10 years. Wow. Pretty interesting. I don't know. I'm going to just say bingo. Well, good for him.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
Great for him, but really, what percentage of income revenue is he already? What is that for him? I mean,
that's just another chunk, giant chunk.
I mean, celebrities can do what they want, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, good for them.
But you know, if you have a friend in the right agave farming situation, and you get your distribution and your marketing straight, hey, look.
Yep.
Somebody can do it. Someone else has done it. Do it.
Right. Do it. Exactly. If you want to do it. All right. This is interesting, and it's completely different from what we were just talking about, going in a different direction. A judge presiding over Bill Cosby's trial released the names of the 12 jurors and the 6 alternates. I guess the media outlets were requesting it, and they released the names, but they kept the jury deliberations confidential. So, I don't know. I mean, this to me, that could have a weird effect for some of those people that were on the jury. And it kind of goes to, I mean, usually they don't do that. I mean, if a juror wants to talk to the media, they can. But they don't usually just say, okay, here's, especially in something as hot as this, here's the name of the jurors. I don't know that that's good. Because, you know, the jurors.
Are you saying this has never happened before?
Oh, it's happened before, but rarely. It's a choice of the jurors. Like, remember the O.J. Simpson jurors in the murder case?
So the jurors themselves did allow the judge to release their names? Is that what you're saying?
No, the judge just released them.
Is it freedom of information request or something?
Well, here's what's interesting. Because remember, this was this was a mistrial because the jury deadlocked, and prosecutors are going to say they're going to retry the case, but they have to be able to do that. So according to the post-trial instructions, the judge acknowledges the freedom of the press and says there's no law forbidding them to question discharged jurors, and says that a juror can decline to be interviewed at any time. But the document that was also floating around said the court had significant concerns over the publication of the names during the trial, when attempts to contact jurors, families, and friends would have likely ended up badly. They would have contacted the jurors, and that would have been a distraction from their duty.
But this is after.
I don't know.
This is after this.
Yeah.
It's done. Okay, so that's.
I don't know.
Different.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, like I said, it's after it's done. So it's really gray ethical area.
It's gray. I think it's gray area.
I mean,
I think it's gray. It's gray.
It's a helpful area insofar as if there's something that jurors were thinking that the world would like to hear, then it's going to get out and possibly influence the further decision making of the rest of the world.
The next one, mm-hmm. Yeah. And
but is that what the judge was planning on? I mean,
I don't think the judge. Well, because here's the thing, the judge released the names despite the objection of the prosecution and the defense teams. They didn't really want it to be released. Both of them decided, the defense people didn't, and the prosecution didn't want them released.
Of course.
Exactly. So not, I don't know. I mean, it was a mistrial, so it's like we're saying it is a gray area. Crazy. I mean, I think it's a dangerous territory.
Yeah, fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts.
Yes, fruits and nuts.
Absolutely. What would you do? Can you imagine if you found $118 million worth of treasure under your floor?
I would be a $118 millionaire.
You sure would. A man and his wife that wanted to clean up, they were cleaning up their house, and they had, you know, in a new house, they had boxes everywhere. They were organized, and they were
house, not grandma's house.
Yeah, not grandma's house. And they weren't paying much attention. The wife, I'm not kidding you, this is a true story. Wife found a trap door. The trap door in the closet, she opened it, right? I wish I found a trap door in the house that I moved into. She opened the trap door, Nathan, and for all our listeners. And guess what she found? She found bags full of money. Bags upon bags upon bags of, money. And it added up to that much.
Where was this
money? It was in a house where this couple moved into. The trap door underneath.
I just mean what city or state or something.
I don't know what city it was. I want to say it was Ohio. It was Ohio. Because
okay.
Guess what? They didn't release the city.
Yeah.
Because it was a real-life hidden treasure.
Absolutely.
Pirates. They think maybe it was a pirate. I don't know. A pirate that got in there. It's crazy. But it's a true story. True story.
All thieves are a little piratey, ain't they?
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying bingo for the people.
Me too.
Yeah, awesomeness. Sweet! Thanks, Nathan, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.